We're middle of Simen Reish Tazayin Sif Yud Gimel HaMugmer. So again, we discussed Mugmer is Besamim that you put onto hot coals, and when the coals burn the Besamim, the smoke comes up and it gives a Gevaldig good reich. So HaMugmer Imhu Shal Eitz, if these Besamim are from Eitz, Mevarach Bari Atze Besam. V'im Shal Eisev, if it's a grass type of Mugmer, Bari Izve Besam. Im Shal Shar Minim, Bari Mine Besam. And the Ikar Chiddush over here is that Hagam, the actual Besam, are becoming burnt al yidei this Mugmer. So we don't say that the Sreifa is destroying the Besamim and Mamela, there's nothing here what to make a bracha. Adarab, the Sreifa makes the Osham come with a full smell, and Adarab, that's what makes the smell, and therefore you make a bracha, and there's no issue of Reich She'en Le'ikar. The Mishnah Berurah says that Izvei Besamim, the correct pronunciation, there's a chirik under the ayin. It's a chirik and not a shava. And under the sin is a shava. Sif Yudalit, Hamariach be'esrik shel mitzvah, mevarach alav. Now, we're not talking about here, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, that someone picks up an esrik to mekayim mitzvahs and tilas lulav. And agav orche, once he's holding the esrik, the smell of the esrik comes to his nostrils. No. But b'chai gavna l'kula alma, you don't make a bracha, because we saw previously in Sif Beis, someone picks up a good-smelling peri la'achila, and he wasn't miskaven to pick it up in order to smell. But l'maise, when he brings it close to his mouth, he has a good smell from that peri too. In that case, it's considered ikr la'achila, and we view it as something which is davish le'nasa l'riach, and you don't make a bracha sereich. Here we're talking about that when he picked up the esrik, he picked it up, side to be yoytze, and in addition, he also picked it up because he wants to smell the esrik. Of them, Zakta Mechabra, Mevarich be'esrik shel mitzvah, Mevarich alav. Just like we saw before, if a person picks up a peri in order to eat it and to smell it, there also you make two brachas, a birchas hareich and a birchas achila. So here too, you make a birchas hamitzvah and a birchas hareich. V'yeshayimrim she'enem mevarich. V'yeshayimrim holds that Hayyos, it's an Esrik Shal Mitzvah, so the Iker Matar of the Esrik is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so we view this as something which is Lav the Reyach Avida, and therefore you don't make a Birchas Reyach. However, Mishabur brings down from the Magen Avraham B'Shem the Mashal, that even this Shita that holds Einem Mevarach, that's Dafke B'Shas, you pick it up Le Mitzvah. When you're picking it up Le Mitzvah, even if you're also picking it up to smell, but Kozman, you're picking it up also Le Mitzvah, B'Chai Gavin, this day it holds, you don't make a Bracha on the Reyach. But before you're picking it up, the mitzvah, you're only picking it up right now to smell. You don't have the lulav, you're just picking it up to smell. Or after you're yoytze the mitzvah already, and also now you're just picking it up to smell, b'chahai gavin, even the second day is moyde zokta magen avram b'shem de mashal, that you make a bracha on the reich. However, that's not so clear, v'yesh cholkin b'zeh, and the b'yalocha has a whole arichas about this shayla. V'meyle fiyatayz de mechaber, we have over here a machloikis, a poiskim, whether an esrik, which is an esrik shal mitzvah, if you make a bracha on the reich or not. So in order to be yoytzim, when they suffic bracha, don't smell it. However, what happens if you did smell it, halt magen avram, you shouldn't make a bracha. Now, back to the shayla over here, of esrik shal mitzvah, ba'oifin, where you're not picking it up right now, the tzarech mitzvah. It's either before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah. So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shem de magen avram, b'shem de mashal, and the Bialacha says, Hu adin in the Hagoyis HaMortche, the Mortche Benet, also paskins azoy, that if it's not b'shas, you're picking it up l'mitzvah, avada, you do make a bracha l'harich. However, it brings a whole settle of paiskim, dol yirabah, the Nahar Shalom, the Maimer Mortche, the Mati Yehuda, they're all chaylik, and they say that according to the second day, that you don't make a birchas hareich on a esrik shal mitzvah, Hu adin, the whole yomtiv, you don't make a birchas hareich. Even if it's after your yoytze the mitzvah already, during Yom Tov Sukkos, you don't make a bracha on the reich of an esrik. Why? Because it's hooked to the mitzvah. Hayos, the tachlis of an esrik in Yom Tov is to be mekayim mitzvahs dalad minim. So it's hooked to the mitzvah, and it's considered the whole Yom Tov like a davar she'ena oimid l'hariach, and that's why you don't make a bracha. However, the Bi'er Halacha is matmiya on those shitas. He says it's a beferish gemara that esrik mutter l'hariach boy. You are only maktzit from achila. The ikr tashmish of a esrik b'meshach hashon is b'achila, and here you need it l'mitzvah, so you're makzit midaita from achila, but you never makzit b'negeye reich. So ibazoi, you had kavanah to use it b'meshach the yamta for reich. So why shouldn't you make a bracha akoponim when you're not taking it l'mitzvah? Why shouldn't you make a bracha b'shleime b'shas, you're picking it up to be yoytze the mitzvah? There we can hear the second shita that the Mechaber brings down. Hayois, you have a chiv now to be using the esrig letzayrich mitzvah. So now, b'shas you're being mishtamashet, the mitzvah, it's considered a dover shaloi nasa l'riach. Hagam, you also want to be meriach as well. But still, right now, you need to do it l'mitzvah, so that's the ikr. Mashenkin, we had before, when you pick up a regular peri, and you pick it up sai l'achila and sai l'riach, you do make a bracha l'riach, because there, the achila and the reach are both rishus. So when you take it for achila and reach, who says the ikr kavana is achila and not reach? Maybe the reach is the ikr kavana, or maybe they're both equally the ikr kavana. So mamele, there you make a bracha. But here, avada b'shas, the kiyam mitzvah, the ikr netila was b'shul the mitzvah. So mamele, the hanah is considered a tuffle klap of the kiyam mitzvah, and therefore we don't view it at this point as a dover shanas or the rich. But shaloi b'shas mitzvah. So now, there's no maila of the mitzvah, yoyser m'dereich. So avada, it's oy m'dereich too. So why shouldn't you make a bracha? Zog the Be'alocha, don't tiny that l'maisa, the whole yomtiv, the ikr tafkir of an esrig, is l'mitzvah. So ibazoi, it should always be called l'nasa l'riach. Zog the no, because every peri, what's the ikr tafkir of a peri? L'achila, v'loy l'riach. And that's why if you pick up a peri l'achila, not with a kavana l'riach, even though you're smelling, you don't have to make a bracha. But when you pick it up also with a kavana to smell, you do have to make a bracha. Even though the ikr tafkir is l'achila. So here too, even though on Sukkot the Ikar Tafkid is l'mitzvah, but when you're picking it up also l'hariach, you should make a bracha l'hariach. Bishleim b'shas the mitzvah. So now we view it as this is what you have a chiyuv to do now. So the meila d'reich is mamash atafel. But b'shas, shaloi b'shas chiyuv, even though the Ikar Tafkid on Yom Tov is mitzvah, but shaloi b'shas kiyam mitzvah, so now there's also a shtamshas of reich. The fact that the Ikar is achila, that doesn't stare. Just like every peri, the ikr is achila, but if you also pick it up for reich, you make a bracha on reich. So the Be'alach is matmiya, he doesn't hear these shitas that on Sukkot you shouldn't make a bracha on reich, even shalei b'shas kiyam mitzvah. The Mishabur brings down another tiny that the Achronim say, and he's matcha that as well. So lahalacha, the Be'alach comes out that the ikr is taka like the Magen Avraham, b'shem de mashal ledina, which is that b'shar b'imoyis hachag shaloi b'shas kiyam mitzvah. If you took it l'riach avada, you make a bracha. However, he says hayoyis l'mayis. A lot of achrayim argue, and they're machmer. They say you don't make a bracha. So yesh l'menoyim l'riach be'esr kol yimei chag. You should be menei yourself from smelling, not to come into a shayla. But the mashmoyis is that if you smell it, so if it's b'shas, you picked it up l'kiyam mitzvah, then the Mishnah Berurah was noita that you should not make a bracha. But if it's b'chag, shaloi b'shas kiyam mitzvah, and you picked it up l'riach, then he seems to be noita that you should make a bracha. But toiv mizeh mizeh, don't pick it up at all, b'chol yimayis hachag, in order l'hariach, not to get into this shayla. Then the Be'alacha fears ois, that if you handle an esrig with your hands, and then your hands get a smell from the skin of the esrig, or you have, let's say, the esrig in some sort of cloth, and the cloth gets the smell of the esrig, you don't make a bracha on that reich whatsoever, because that's a reich she'en li'ikr, where we saw clearly a reich she'en li'ikr doesn't need a bracha. Theta is the Ramah, Hago yesh aimrim da mereich pas cham, if you smell hot bread, yesh le devorach, shenosan reich toiv bepas. Just like we found by Peiris, ha'im dem lachile, that smell good, you make a bracha, noisen reich toiv bepeiris, when you pick it up in order to smell. So to bypass, if you pick it up in order to smell, you make a special bracha noisin reich toiv bepass. However, yeshaimrim the ein levarach alav, the yeshaimrim holds you should not make a bracha. It's not enough a reich chashuv to make a bracha, and therefore fiertoiz derma lekacha in the reich. But hayoyis as a machlekes apoyiskim whether it needs a bracha or not. So don't be mereich. And if you were mereich, zok the Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a bracha. The Shartzim brings down a machlekes. Whether if you pick up the pas cham only l'riach, not lechel, just l'riach, then yesh oimrim that you do make a bracha, even according to the second day. However, he says it's a shayla, again, safek brachas lahakol, and you don't make a bracha.